This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's not often our book reviewer, Alan Chews, recommends something for young readers, but today he has high praise for a piece of young adult sci-fi. The book is Shadowwalkers by Brent Hartinger.
Sometimes you pick up a novel that hits a narrative sweet spot, and Shadowwalkers is one of these. It's a young adult science fiction novel about an adolescent gay kid who lives with his younger brother Gilbert and their grandparents on a wooded island in Puget Sound. Zach, the narrator, has been flirting with the notion of astral projection, that's out-of-the-body travel, because on his island there's not much else to flirt with except a very straight boy from his school. When his brother gets kidnapped, off Zach goes into the ether in search of him, flying in the astral realm many miles over the sound on his quest for the missing Gilbert. Along the way, up in the air, over water and forest, he encounters another out-of-the-body traveler who happens to be gay himself, and the two of them team up in the hopes of finding Gilbert. They also meet up with a vicious and soul-devouring monster of the ether who wants to chomp on Zach. Me, I just devoured the book. A good story for any age.
And the book is Brent Hartinger's Shadowwalkers. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. His latest novel is Song of Slaves in the Desert.